Dr. Michael Knoll with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Holy steam, a roller rolling me out the door. And I don't need don't you whisper I love you? Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me.
do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Yeah. To stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know. Us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
These eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. A girl I loved died and left me hurting. And the world still turned the same. Don't know why I left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer. Why I ponder why I ponder why. To ponder why I ponder why.
workers' bloods will run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. One force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong. Power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
For the union makes us strong. For the union. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just felt like passing through.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
G. Gordon Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump, still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
I can announce a ceasefire and a hostage deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Celebrations erupted in Gaza and Israel after the announcement that Israel and Hamas had agreed to a six-week ceasefire and hostage deal. But now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has postponed a cabinet vote to approve the ceasefire. We'll start in Gaza.
We are here happy with this victory because the Palestinian people simply want their freedom. Freedom for the Palestinian people. We don't want anything but freedom and to live with dignity without occupation.
We'll also speak to the Gaza-born Palestinian analyst Mohammed Shahada, former Israeli negotiator Daniel Levy, and journalist Jeremy Scahill. Plus, we look at the confirmation hearing for Pam Bondi, Trump's pick to be attorney general. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. A long-awaited ceasefire deal in Gaza is being delayed after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed Hamas for a last-minute crisis that's led to the postponement of his cabinet signing off on the deal. Hamas refuted Netanyahu's claims the group had backtracked on any aspects of the draft agreement. The deal, mediated by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States, was announced Wednesday, setting off celebrations throughout Gaza as Palestinians expressed joy, relief, and deep sorrow over the past 15 months of attacks. This is 14-year-old Ahmed Al-Athamna, who was displaced from his home in northern Gaza.
Enough with what happened to us. Enough with martyrs who are gone. Enough. It's enough. It is better to go back to our homes and sit in the rubble. This is better for us. It is easier for us instead of having martyrs every day.
Israel's war on Gaza, which UN experts, legal analysts, and many rights groups have concluded a genocide, has killed nearly 47,000 Palestinians since October 7, 2023, according to official counts. Another 110,000 Palestinians have been wounded, the true toll expected to be far higher. The ceasefire agreement, which is expected to go into effect on Sunday, January 19th, includes in its 42-day first phase, a cessation of attacks on Gaza, a surge of aid into the territory, the return of residents expelled from northern Gaza, and a limited prisoner exchange involving 33 hostages held by Hamas and some 1,000 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. It also includes the withdrawal of Israeli forces from the most populated areas of Gaza and the opening of Gaza's Rafah crossing with Egypt. The terms of the deal are nearly identical to a ceasefire agreement that was advanced in May of last year by President Biden. Since the deal was announced Wednesday, Reuters reports Israel has killed at least 70 more Palestinians in Gaza, including an overnight strike on Gaza City.
Overnight, they hit a house where 35 martyrs were killed. We urge the mediators who brokered this truce to hurry up making it come into effect. For it to be today is better than making it tomorrow. For it to be at 7 is better than making it at 8, because there are martyrs every hour. We lose homes every hour.
At least 20 people were killed in an Israeli attack on Jabalia earlier today. Many others remain trapped under the rubble. There are also reports more health workers have been killed since the ceasefire was announced, including Dr. Hala Akram Abu Ahmed, who treated patients at Al-Ahli Arab Hospital. We'll have more on the ceasefire after headlines. In Washington, D.C.